Hey there, gorgeous woman. Well, it's another Monday Pep Talk, and today, optimizing systems in your health and in your life. And this conversation is actually inspired from an incredible full-day event and workshop that I attended actually last week in St. Thomas. It was with my friend Elle and a new friend Heather, and I was all in because optimizing systems and getting really clear and anchoring a whole lot deeper into making life, health, business function more smartly is always at the top of my list. Because at the end of the day, if we can do that a little bit better, I believe we get to live more fully. I get to spend more time with my kids, with my husband, creating memories, doing the things that I want. And working smarter, not harder, is always a good idea. So in today's podcast episode, there was just some things on my heart after I walked away and really tried to integrate some of what I learned that day and how you can take this and apply it to your life as well. Welcome to the Thrive With Me podcast. Imagine waking up each day truly excited about how you show up as a wife, mother, and ambitious woman, feeling clarity and confidence in how you design a life that you love and define success on your own terms. Hey, I'm your host, Natasha Bell, and this podcast is for the modern, ambitious woman ready to rise in health, community, and faith in her calling while having a lot of fun. Each week, two new episodes, and they are here to inspire you to dream a little bigger and to propel you forward in the life you are creating. We are choosing vibrant whole health over burnout and overwhelm, a powerful mindset, building a strong spiritual foundation, and doing it with the best community of women who are here to cheer you on. And we are going to learn so much together from impactful interviews with women just like you who are building families, careers, and legacies. It's my mission to cheer you on, see you win, and magnify the voices and gifts of women in our community. Let's go. Hello, hello, happy Monday. I hope you're having an incredible day wherever you are. And I'm really excited to share some tangible takeaways from a workshop that I attended last week. And I really hope that this will allow you to take a really beautiful, big bird's eye view of your current routines, potentially some systems. I'm going to give you a little food for thought and some ways that you can really apply some of the methods that I learned and was just reminded of last week that I'm also integrating into my habit stacks in my health, in my life, in my business, for our family. And this is just something I love so dearly. But sometimes even the coach needs some coaching, which is also very cool. And I wanted to share that with you because I think sometimes, you know, there's definitely people that I look up to where I learn from, and you think they've got it all figured out. But I think the beautiful and the best part of just life in general is that it can be very humbling. Life is always happening. We all have different seasons, different challenges, things come up, and even the coaches need coaching. So I am super grateful for that amazing day that I had last week. And I will get to that in just a second. But before we get into today's podcast episode, I just wanted to check in and make sure. Did you know that we have this incredible online app where ambitious women like you are hanging out? So I've talked a little bit about it. I don't know if I've given it enough airtime at this moment in time, but I'm going to keep talking about it because I am so excited about what we were creating within our Her Collab Collective app. So inside this app, we talk about health, career, we have weekly accountability groups and work sprints. They're super fun. We do them every Monday morning, and we're working more into our schedule as well. We have monthly programming that includes workshops from amazing experts on a variety of different topics. We have all these replays. Like, the minute you join our community, you will unlock hours and hours of replays of some of these workshops, and you can listen to them podcast style, exactly like this. And then the other thing that's very cool is that we have chat groups at your fingertips. So the reason I'm so passionate about this community that we are building is because it is so powerful to be surrounded by other incredible, ambitious, motivated humans. And they say that you become like the five people you spend the most time with. So let that really sink in for a moment. So if you're here, I know it's because you have big goals, you have a desire of a supportive community of women who are also choosing to stay inspired and positive and make moves, you know, every single day. And I think that a lot of us also are just always open to expanding our network, meeting other incredible people, learning about what they do, and then using our collective experience and passion and excitement to cheer each other on, but also just to grow and to expand. So I just want to make sure that you know about it. You can grab a 14-day trial. The link is below. If you choose to stay, that's great. You can choose from a monthly or annual membership, but I would love for you just to pop over to our app, check it out, see what's going on in there, and we would be so excited to welcome you into our community. All right, so next up, I was talking about the workshop. I've got some takeaways. And I mean, I feel like anytime you go to a live event, anything you attend, and honestly, anything that you're even consuming, like a podcast, it really takes intention and focus to marinate, you know, take the nuggets that apply to you, and then to sit with it for a bit, using discernment on how you're going to actually integrate this into your own life. So I am exactly like you, you know, going into a full day event, I'm always very clear, you know, time is a very limited resource. I run a lot of events constantly. I love doing that. So if I'm committing to someone else's live event or I'm committing my time away from my family to go do something, you better believe it's something that I really, really am excited to learn about. And this Optimizing Systems workshop totally caught my eye. First of all, it was because it was being run by somebody I really trust and love. I think you're in the podcast. You will get to know Elle soon, very soon. I will introduce you to her. She actually owns and operates a co-working space as well, actually in St. Thomas. So I will link in how you can connect with Elle, the Atrium, as well as Heather Wickard, who also was a massive part of this workshop. I was so grateful to meet her. And so they basically took their beautiful business minds and how they support others in running and facilitating the growth and scalability of their businesses. Heather's actually a fractional operations manager, so she's had a really beautiful business experience, but she's now coming in and working with other entrepreneurs to help them get really clear on the systems within their business to free up their time, their energy, their finances, to allow their mission to continue to grow. So I, you know, from a business standpoint, this is really huge for me because with two functional businesses, the co-working and event space, as well as my wellness coaching and my wellness community, there's only so many hours in a day. And especially with the co-working space, I'm finding myself right now, if I can be very honest with you, sometimes I say this with love, like sometimes caught in the weeds of running that business because of all the touch points that go into it, you know, welcoming in a new member, offering tours, having coffee dates with people, organizing the events, reaching out to people, creating marketing material, social media, email marketing, you know, like literally that's just a very small portion of what goes into it. But I'm now that we're 3 years in, as you know, it's our birthday month, so excited. We are 3 years old. And it's at the point now that I can just feel that it's the next level is on the other side. Like there's two projects really on my heart that are going to continue to magnify the gifts of those in our community and reach more people. So that's really important to me. But in order to be able to do that, I know I'm going to have to implement some new systems that takes my time and energy and really like focuses on things like automation, making sure that there's just ways I'm supporting our community without my touch points every single day. They still get the same feeling. I'm always accessible, but at the end of the day, it's freeing up some more time to create something new. So that's my example and why I was really drawn into what this workshop was. But here's how I want you to also, you know, take this and apply it to your life today. We all have different lives, but there's a lot of similarities. And I think at the core, if you get really honest with yourself, if you feel like you're in the weeds every single day, like you just can't get ahead, you're feeling anxious, you're feeling overwhelmed, you can never get to those tasks, and then that to-do list is constantly running through your mind, it's time to pause. It's time to slow down before you can speed up. Okay, so that's where I'm at as well too. So we really talked a lot about that. We had these beautiful like work sprints. We mastermind. I was there with 10 other incredible women, very cool businesses, different industries. And it was people I had never met before. So for me, it was really powerful to get myself out of, you know, my normal circles and do something kind of uncomfortable, get vulnerable, but there were so many beautiful, tangible takeaways that I'm integrating this week in real time into what I'm doing because of the clarity that came from that. So I hope today with this Monday pep talk, you can really think about optimizing areas of your life as well. And it got me thinking about three different things that I'll get to, but I really want you to think big and really take what I'm saying with love because, you know, right now in real time, at least for us, it's March break. I mean, you guys, summer is going to be here before you know it, which is so exciting. But I think for all of us, this time of the year is exciting. I'm going to call you to look back at some of the goals that you had at the beginning of 2024 so that we can continue to take steps forward. I want nothing more for you than you to keep on growing and expanding and moving towards the things that are really important for you. Okay, so I think first things first, when I think about the three big tangible takeaways for me and how I hope you can apply this to various areas of your life. First things first, are you letting your lack of clarity and systems dictate your days? Or are you a co-creator? This is where I want you to do a brain dump, okay? So for me, I realized that there was definitely lacking of some systems and clarity. And as a result, my days feel like I'm being pulled in different directions that maybe aren't where I think my time is best suited or valued. So I think if we get honest with ourselves, again, this can be your career, this could be your business, this could be your health goals. This can be, I mean, just the whole picture of life, right? Within our homes, the systems that we have. So here's what I really want you to do is to free flow, grab a journal, grab a piece of paper. You can press pause right now if you have that capacity to do that or that time and space. Or after you listen to this, even just come back to this part of the podcast. But sit, make this a beautiful habit stack for yourself. You know, make yourself a beautiful beverage, grab a warm tea, a happy juice, like whatever is really going to fuel your kind of creativity. Go to a sacred space, grab an oil, put on your diffuser, you know, like make this something that's really beautiful that you're excited to sit down and do. But I really want you to free flow, you know, where do you feel friction in your days? Do you feel like you do have some systems in place? And if you do, what are those? What's feeling really good? What's working? If you don't have systems in place, are there some that you've been thinking about or that, you know, even things we talk about on this podcast or some that I'll give you some ideas of? Does that feel good? Does that feel like something that would apply to your life? Where in your days or weeks are you feeling flow? You know that flow state we've talked about before? If you haven't heard or listened to the podcast where we talk about habit stacking, go back there. Ugh, words, sorry. Tripping on my words. I'm really excited. Go back and listen to that one as well too, right? Finding that beautiful flow state. I also, and I'm still doing this in real time, but like, are you doing it all alone? Like, are you trying to do it all alone? So at Her Collab Co, for the most part, I am 100% a solopreneur. I have pulled on and hired an amazing member in our space. She's a virtual assistant. So she's helping me out with some stuff. I've hired a bookkeeper. So there are some ways that I am outsourcing within my business, but I'm realizing now too, I think I need to do even a little bit more of that, which can be scary sometimes. Like it's totally scary when money's going out in that capacity. But I do know what that's allowing me to do now is to show up more fully in the things and root deeper into the things that are working to generate more revenue. So again, apply that to your own life. Like, are there things that you're doing? Could you, if it relates to your home, if you're feeling chaos and clutter and overwhelm, where can you get your family involved? How can you ask for their help? Could you be outsourcing some of this if you're in a position to be able to do that? We have to stop thinking that we have to do it alone. And I get it, because sometimes we sit there, we're like, well, it's just way easier if I do it. Or sometimes we think that we are the only person that can do it a specific way. My goal right now is actually, it would be brilliant if I can find people that actually are better than me, because I'm not going to believe that I'm the best at everything. So just really think about that too when you think about systems. Like, are you doing it all alone? And how can you look to adjust that to free up more time and energy for you to do things that make you excited, that make you happy, that pour into your health and well-being, that bring you into that flow state? Or maybe for you, it's within your business as well too, and it's generating more revenue. And then I really want you to think about this. Okay, this is like a big part of this conversation. Are you every single day showing up as the CEO of your life? Are you showing up as the CEO of your life? Go back, grab that episode. That was an awesome conversation as well too. And really, when we do this, it makes us recognize, like, it's up to us. Like, I believe we co-create. I don't think it's just us. It's just our own force. I believe I'm co-creating my reality with God. And I love that relationship and that creativity and being able to really stand firm in that CEO, like with that hat on, with a feminine touch, not the hustle and the force, not that at all. But at the end of the day, we have to remember, like, no one's coming to save us, okay? And I don't want you to be in the same place next Monday feeling the same feelings if you're feeling overwhelmed. So let's take ownership and accept and love where we are in this moment in time. And remember, we are constantly evolving and growing, and that's beautiful. That's beautiful. So the first thing I just think is so important is for you just to really identify and figure out if you're lacking clarity or systems and really feel into that. Is this lack of systems and clarity dictating your days and how your time and energy is being spent? And so I really would love for you just to journal, free flow over this, brain dump onto paper, and then just sit with that. Like, sit with it and no judgment, all love, all excitement, because you get to change, right? You are not stuck. You can change and you can evolve, which is such a beautiful thing. Okay. So then the next thing, when I really think about like optimizing systems and at least having a jump off point of like how you can apply this to where you're at right now too. For me, as I was looking at areas that I can really tighten up, where am I going to automate? You know, what are those things that were on my list at the beginning of the year that were really important to me? This kind of further explains how I'm going to continue to move on that and how I want you to move on the things that you said were really important to you. So number two, distractions equal overwhelm and anxiety. Like, that is just truth, at least in my own life. The more distracted I am, the less I have to pour into things that are important to me. And as a result, I'm not moving on the things that I know I'm called to do right now. So get honest with yourself. What are your distractions? What are your idols and things that are pulling your attention away from what's important? It's probably not just your goals. It might be pulling your focus and energy away from relationships, from your health habits, your nourishment, your marriage, your kids. Like, we have to be really honest. We live in a society that is full of distractions. And sometimes we're doing these things to numb out, thinking that it's allowing us to escape our problems or the things that are overwhelming us, when in turn it creates this vicious cycle. Do you feel me on that? Like, I feel like if you sit with that for a second, that you're really going to feel into that. And again, no judgment, but like, let's be really honest with ourselves. If you're sitting there not where you desire to be, knowing that you've got things you want to work towards, ways you want to become better, and you're feeling overwhelmed, what are your current distractions every single day? I think I can honestly say for most of us, it's our phone. This thing that is constantly attached to us. Like, for real, don't turn your phone on for the first hour of your day. Try that on for size. I promise you, you'll feel better. Have your phone off when you're with your kids to the best of your abilities. Have your phone off for the hour before you go to bed. Like, those are very simple ways that you could start creating some positive shifts. And distraction, this distracted state, it's kind of gross. I'm really over it. And I find myself in that space sometimes too. So I am not saying that I do not find myself there, but just be honest with yourself. So if we are lacking systems, we're lacking clarity, and we have no follow through on the things that we say we're going to do, well, then you're either lacking the clarity and the systems, which we can always work on, but I have a feeling there's a really good chance that you are being distracted by things that really we could tighten up. And want to get really honest with yourself? Check out your screen time on your phone. Okay? Check that out and let me know if you have distractions. Okay, I'm not going to beat a dead horse with this. I think you understand what I'm saying. There's distractions in our day that require our attention. I totally get that. However, there's definitely things that we're doing that we think, you know, might be adding to our life or are helping us, you know, to decompress or feel better, when at the heart of it, I really think it's kind of distracting us and feeding and fueling that overwhelm and that anxiousness that you might be feeling when you aren't reaching your highest potential. So sit with that, okay? And really get honest with yourself. And then number three, time. Time. It is this, like, the most beautiful, important resource that we have. I think you know that for sure, which is beautiful. But here's what, this is what I really think about, and I'm reminded of this constantly. Do you ever find yourself, when you're, you know, running through your make happen list for the day, like that sense of like short, shallow breaths, like, oh, there's not enough time. How am I going to get that done? And then I have to do that and that and that. And we have this like self-talk that's kind of rude sometimes. But if you really think about it, so this is what I actually did when I looked at, you know, my priorities, and we were mapping out at this workshop, you know, what are the things we said we want to do in 2024? And I did. I had this list. I had already broken it down into projects and things that were most important to me for Q1 all the way, like every quarter of the year, Q1 through to Q4. And then, what we really did then next was look at the next 30, 60, and 90 days, which is so impactful, right? Because it's one thing to set a goal, but if you don't have a tangible timeline, you're just going to allow it to take extra time. That's just the way humans are. So when I really looked at that, like, if you're realistic, if you find yourself here, let me start over. So if you find yourself in that position where you're constantly like feeling that anxiety and that kind of overwhelm of what you have to do, think about this for a second. Folding the laundry, okay? You can sit there and keep staring at the crinkly laundry that's sitting in the laundry basket, could because you keep telling yourself you don't have time. Or we could just show up and do it for 10 minutes or 5 minutes. It never takes as long as we generally think it's going to, the way that our mind works. So apply that to any task in your day. So as I was looking at my list of what was important to me, 30, 60, 90 days, there's things on that list that, to be honest, I had to be honest about how long it would take. But there's things that I haven't done that take me like less than an hour or take me less than 5 hours. And so if I'm really honest with myself, there's absolutely time in my week or my day, or if this is something extra, maybe I just have to wake up a couple hours early for, you know, a couple times a week to get the task done if it's that important to me. So I think when it comes to time, we tell ourselves stories. And so as you look at the things that systems or working smarter, not harder, how this applies to you, let's be really honest with how long tasks take us. Because the minute you're really honest with it, whether it's a meal, like, okay, well, that will take me 30 minutes to make, instead of worrying like, oh, I have to get and prep and make this, or, you know, the laundry or cleaning the bathroom or like whatever it is that you need to do within your health, your life, or your business, or the workout, you guys. Like, seriously, if you say 30 minutes, it's only 30 minutes. Stop worrying about it and feeling guilty when you don't do it. You're spending way more mental capacity worrying about it than actually showing up and do the thing. So again, I'm saying this to myself too. This is what I'm realizing as I went through this this exercise with them throughout the day. And you wanna know what? There was actually one thing. So, well, there's multiple things I'm working on and automating and implementing. But one of those was, anytime somebody comes into my space as a member, it will kind of create and kick in this, what I call a nurture sequence. So they'll receive a number of emails over their first 60 days as a member. And what this allows me to do is really not have as many touch points and have to, like, you know, remember to send the text, to send them this information. It's really just automating and dripping in everything they need to know, making them feel at home in our community. And I sat down, we had a 90-minute work sprint at this workshop. I probably got it like almost halfway done in that 90 minutes, which this is something I've been saying since last year I was going to do. So I was like, isn't that crazy? When you just sit down and you do it, you gain confidence, you're taking messy action. I don't have it completed totally, and there's a few more steps, but I'll get there. But it just really reminded me that when we say we don't have time for things, or we look back at the goals that we've set for ourselves and we haven't done it, we often are setting or spending so much extra mental time and capacity, like worrying about it, thinking about it. What if we just set it in our calendar as a time block and show up? Be realistic with how long it's going to take you so that you don't feel disappointed. It's kind of the same thing when we make a to-do list that has 50 things on it. No, like, let's set three main priorities and get those things done and feel good about it. And we'll get back to the other things. The to-do list never ends. So time is one of those things. Know your life, know your goals, know how long some of these tasks take. And sometimes you might, if it's something new, you're going to have to guess a little bit. But I promise you, if you just commit to not spending the mental capacity on worrying about it and moving it from list to list and then feeling bad because you haven't done it, just do the thing. Okay. So here's a little recap. I just want to bring this home for you because I really, really want you to focus and work through this episode at your own pace. Come back to this if you need to free flow and kind of be reminded of a few things, but make this your focus for this week. I promise. I really believe that you'll see some powerful shifts. I saw that already in just the day. It's crazy. And I still have more to integrate, but I just really want to take and pull what I had learned from that and bring it to you. So you are the co-creator of your life. I believe that so deeply. And I really want you to show up as the CEO of your life and set aside time to really assess your systems. And then I want you to optimize. How can you work smarter, not harder? And worrying and feeling anxious solves nothing. So I really want you to take this head on, you know, get clear, take messy action. You can always pivot and shift. It's not like stuck in stone, right? So this could be something so powerful for your week as you take this on and really get honest with it. So here's just a little bit of a recap of what I think would be really, really beautiful for you. 1 through 3, we're going to really take a peek at our clarity and systems and just really determine, is this dictating our days? How can we switch this? We are going to identify the distractions that are creating overwhelm, and then we are going to look at time differently. And so just one more thing. I really want you to brain dump all of this magic. I think, again, we get stuck in our minds. Don't stay stuck there. Take it and put it on paper. There's so much science that proves why this is such a powerful exercise, okay? You need to become an energetic match for your goals. You need to get out of that stuckness and get excited about what's possible. So as you're doing the brain dump, I also would really encourage you to go back wherever you recorded what your 2024 goals were, reassess them. And then I really want you, like what I just did, give them containers, 30, 60, and 90 days. You have to give them a timeline. That's just the way it goes, okay? Because if not, it'll never happen. So I really want you to get excited. I want you to really get clear on how you can work smarter, not harder, and create some of these systems and give your goals and the things that you say are important to you right now, those containers of 30, 60, and 90 days. Does that sound good? Okay. And then one more bonus thing that I think we'll continue to build on this as well too. But if you can build one thing into your morning habit stack, this is what I want you to do. 5 minutes of visualization. Do you ever do this? I do this all the time. And it's one of those big things, I think, from just coaching and chasing dreams and, you know, achieving certain levels of success that I've really realized have helped me. We create our reality twice, okay? So in our mind first, which is crazy. Our brain actually doesn't even know. As you're picturing things and getting really clear on how you want to feel and what you desire, your brain actually doesn't know the difference between this like visualization and what's actually happening. So when I say you need to become an energetic match to your goals, it requires you daily getting into the energy of what you desire. And don't make this bigger than it needs to be, okay? Like don't overthink it, but I really believe this to be true. So it's created in our mind and then it's created in our reality. So if you can do one thing on top of, you know, these this little brain dump exercise and really thinking about the distractions and the time, I want you to add to your morning habit stack 5 minutes where you sit in silence, in calm, in quiet, and I want you to visualize your best day, like the most beautiful, fulfilling, energetic, health-infused, goal-crushing day, okay? And one that just makes you feel good. So what this will also do, I think how this will really assist you as you continue to reassess and continue to work towards the 30, 60, and 90 days, is that your mind's eye is going to be creating this beautiful day and giving you clues to maybe where you can tighten up and create some systems. Because if you're creating your dream day on how you want to feel, inevitably the systems and routines of your day and the rhythms are going to shift to support that. So don't overthink it. 5 minutes, sit there, picture from beginning of your day, getting out of bed, all the way through the rest of your day. Like, how are you showing up? What routines and rhythms are you doing? How are you dressing? How are you taking care of yourself? What are your health routines? How are you, you know, interacting in your relationships? Where do you go to work? And how do you feel productive? And like, what are you driving? Like all of the things. Get very specific and keep doing it over and over and refining the best version, the best day for you. It's really powerful. Create it twice, in our mind and in our reality, okay? So do that as you're kind of working through some of this stuff. And as always, I would love to hear any of your takeaways, if you have any feedback or anything to add to the conversation so that I can share this out with our community as well. That would be really powerful. And before I go, I just want to say, if you didn't yet hear, I did open up some one-on-one coaching spots. I have 4 remaining spots left. And here's what I do. We would walk through all of this together in real time with a whole bunch of accountability. But the one-on-one coaching, what I'm doing, 90 days to really get you creating momentum and creating these systems within your days, within your rhythms, within your health, within your career. And as soon as you say yes, we can get started. But if you have any more questions, you can head back to the podcast episode last week. I talked a little bit more about it, or just come over to Instagram. We can start chatting or voice noting back and forth to see if this would be a right fit. But this really is for the woman who is ready to take action, knows they need a healthy dose of accountability. And my mission in this coaching, and the reason I feel so called to open this up right now, is to see women once and for all make those shifts to stop playing small. So this is for anyone who is very ambitious, high level in your career, in your as an entrepreneur, as a professional, it doesn't matter. But I understand that, you know, when you're in that level and you're ambitious, how important it is to pour into your well-being, how important it is to create these rhythms as a woman who is ambitious, who has big things that they're creating. And I would love to be able to cheer you on, hold you accountable, and work hand in hand with you for 90 days. And it's going to be really, really, really fun and really impactful. And then after the 90 days, you are going to be so confident in how you lead your life, knowing that you've created these rhythms and systems, knowing that you know how to stack healthy habits, create a home that really serves as a foundation to building these dreams and showing up in the way that you know you're here to show up. And accountability is everything. I totally know that. And that's exactly why I myself also have coaches from time to time. So if that feels like something that would really, you know, hit for you at this time of the year, springtime, we're all getting really excited about, you know, moving into summer, and you know that you're here to create some magic, let's talk. Come over to Instagram. We can just see where that goes. I want to make sure that it's the right fit for you, but we can talk through that and see what is possible. Okay, I hope you have an incredible Monday. This is a little bit longer, but I just think it's really powerful, powerful stuff. And I felt that so deeply last week when I was sitting in that workshop with those other amazing 10 women. And just a huge, massive shout out to Elle and to Heather for walking us through that day and facilitating the conversations, the breakthroughs, and the accountability that we will continue to have as a result of that as well too. I'm super grateful. So I hope that you can kind of walk through this. If you have any questions, come let me know, but have a beautiful rest of your day and I'll catch you back here on Thursday. Thanks for being here and I hope you loved today's episode. The next step is to take action on what landed for you. And it would mean the world to me if you could take 1 minute to leave a review on Apple Podcasts, come say hey on Instagram, or send this episode to a friend. I'm cheering for you as you take your health, life, and career to the next level.